With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The United States' military has blasted a Yemeni oil port with airstrikes that have killed dozens and obliterated a key target. More from correspondent John Gambrill.
Satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press afterwards show oil tanks destroyed, vehicles destroyed, and crude oil apparently leaking into the Red Sea. Now, the U.S. military has acknowledged this attack. They say they targeted the facility to stop the flow of oil and fuel products into Yemen to squeeze the Houthi rebels.
Iran and the United States will hold talks Saturday in Rome, their second round of negotiations over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. The talks follow a first round held in Muscat, Oman last Saturday, where the two sides spoke face-to-face. Trump has imposed new sanctions on Iran as part of his maximum pressure campaign targeting the country. He's repeatedly suggested military action against Iran remains a possibility. Also, President Trump says negotiations between Russia and Ukraine are coming to a head. And also, the Supreme Court has blocked for now the deportations of any Venezuelans held in northern Texas under an 18th century wartime law. In a brief order early Saturday, the court directed the Trump administration to basically remove Venezuelans held in the Blue Bonnet Detention Center until further order of the court. Justice Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The high court acted in an emergency appeal from the American Civil Liberties Union, contending that immigration authorities appeared to be moving toward a restart removals under the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news, headlines, and other analysis when you log on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. More ICE arrests are going on in New York City. Michael Harrington has more.
Authorities say 206 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York City area by ICE agents. The arrest focused on the Big Apple, Long Island, and the lower Hudson Valley during an enhanced operation from April 6th through the 12th. ICE officials say more than half of those apprehended had significant criminal convictions or are currently facing charges for serious crimes such as murder and assault, and some were gang members. New York City Mayor Eric Adams backed the arrest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
That is actually reporter Tayshia Stevens. The nation's more than 9,000 Catholic employers do not need to abide by federal regulations requiring accommodations for workers who seek abortions, according to a ruling issued this week by a federal judge in North Dakota. More on these stories at srnnews.com. Starbucks is imposing a new limits on what its baristas can wear under those green aprons.
Starting May 12th, store employees will be required to wear a solid black shirt and khaki, black, or blue denim bottoms. Shirts can be short or long-sleeved and collared or collarless. Starbucks will give each employee 2 free T-shirts. Starbucks said the new dress code will make its green aprons stand out and create a sense of familiarity for customers. But the labor group unionizing Starbucks workers opposes the move, saying it won't improve store operations and forces employees to buy new clothes. John Scott reporting.
Students have dropped off balloons, flowers, and teddy bears at a memorial today near Florida State University's Student Union, where a 20-year-old opened fire, killing 2 people, wounding 6 others yesterday. Some returned to retrieve their belongings less than a day after they had barricaded classroom doors and fled the campus. A pair of vigils are being held over the weekend. This is SRN News.